absolutely phenomenal. Did you all come just to see me? Well, it is great to have you here. I'm going to take just a few minutes. You know that we're on a tight schedule, but we weren't going to miss coming to North Platte on our way east, and you did not disappoint us, so give yourselves a hand. This is just great. I want to just take a few minutes because we want to recognize our veterans. If you're here as a veteran, would you raise your hand? We love our veterans, okay? And we love law and order in the state of Nebraska. You know that. And so if you're one of our law officials, would you raise your hand? We want to give them a big round of applause.
Hi, Raleigh.
And then a shout out to our moms, okay? You're not terrorists, okay? You're not. Now, as governor, listen, moms, as governor, I need your help. We are going to team up together, and we're going to make sure that the education system in this state goes back to reading, writing, and arithmetic, and we're going to get rid of CRT and sex education. I go across the state, you know, some of you have heard me speak before. I share this with each and every one of you. We're at war in America. We're at war with our faith. They've taken God out of the school systems. They've taken God out of the boardrooms. They've taken God out of some of the churches. We're not going to let that happen in the state of Nebraska. We are the freest, most beautiful country, just about ready to celebrate our 246 years. And do you know what? America was founded by our forefathers on the freedom of religion. And on every dollar bill, every piece of money we have, it's in God we trust. And I'm going to share something with you. If we let the liberals continue to rule the states and this nation, they'll take it off of there as quickly as they can. We're not going to let that happen. We're going to make Nebraska great again, okay? But we're going to work on property tax. I just talked to the 45th president the day before yesterday. He obviously knows Don Jr. and I are here today. And he just said, out here in North Platte and western Nebraska, he wanted to send you greetings to all of you. And he said, we love our farmers and ranchers. We love our farmers and ranchers. Raise your hand if you're a farmer rancher. All right, I bring you greetings from the 45th President of the United States. Here? Yes. Yes, absolutely. Listen, this is going to be the most important governor's race in the state of Nebraska in anybody's lifetime. Because let me share something with you. Going forward, governors are not only going to have to lead the state, but governors are going to have to make sure that they have the backbone to push against federal government overreach that's coming out of Washington like a tsunami. Now, I'm not a politician, don't want to be a politician, not going to go to Washington, don't want any other job, except I want a job as CEO of the state of Nebraska, because I know we can build this state, I know we can sell this state, I know we can market this state, and we can make Nebraska a absolute light on a shining hill here in the Midwest. We've got to start coming through and coming by our community schools, our trade schools. We're missing the boat by keeping our young people in this state by not at their 7th and 8th grades promoting a trade. There's all kinds of jobs. We're going to take care of broadband. We're going to take care of the road structure. We're going to do the things necessary that are common sense business practices to make this state incredibly great. Let me just share this with you, and then I'm going to introduce someone who I know that's really why you came. I really know that, okay? Let me tell you how you take down a country. Number one, lack of election integrity. We have to have it. I'm going to talk about election integrity today. As governor, we're going to make sure we have election integrity in the state of Nebraska. I want you to know that. That's extremely, extremely important. Second of all, you have to have law and order, okay? Without law and order, you won't have a city, you won't have a community, you won't have a state, you won't have a nation. As governor, we're going to do everything possible to respect, to honor, and to make sure that our people in the state of Nebraska, with law and order, are taken care of in every way we can. So let's give our sheriff a great hand.
He's about ready to hop up on stage. Do you want me to give this to him?
You can't have a nation.
No, no.
And you can't have a state if you have open borders.
Trump.
Okay, I'll pass it off to him.
Let me share something with you.
I got it, sir.
I didn't criticize
you. Yep,
I'll
take care of it for you.
Good stuff.
Every state's a border state.
Two books.
You have to understand
they're
that.
For you.
I appreciate
they're not all staying in Texas and Arizona. They're coming to Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota. We cannot let illegal immigrants coming across this border to ruin what we have culture-wise in this state and bring drugs into the school system. $1 trillion worth of drugs passed over the border in 2021 here to the United States of America. We're going to stop that.
Good.
You know my story. You know I went through tough times. You know I almost went bankrupt 3 times. Couldn't pay my taxes because I wasn't going to let my companies go and I was going to continue to pay my employees. But let me share something with you. A lot of what you hear on the news media is what you call fake news. You probably never heard that term before. Fake news. Okay? Now, I paid all my property tax. I paid the 14% interest rate. I paid the penalties. I never went bankrupt. We never missed paying our employees. We did all the things that were right by the people. The most important thing in this state is all of you. And today, because of the American dream, because of working hard, because of God first, family second, business third, our businesses are successful. And I don't owe anybody anything. I am my CEO.
Yeah.
And now, I want to introduce a really, really great friend of mine. I can tell you I was there the day that his father walked down the escalator at Trump Tower in New York City. I said immediately he would be the next president of the United States. I have never, never not been loyal to the 45th president of the United States, because you know what? In everything he did and said, guess what? He was right. He was right. So I want you to give me the most overwhelming, unbelievable Nebraska welcome that you could possibly give, and that is to my good friend, Donald J. Trump Jr., ladies and gentlemen.